This episode of Impact Bound is brought to you by the Modern Welding Company in Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana, longtime supporters of Impact and the petroleum marketers in each state. Modern Welding Company has been in business since 1932 and is the largest steel tank manufacturer in the United States, fabricating above ground and underground tanks designed to meet construction standards and your tank storage needs. Professional pride isn't just an idea at Modern Welding, it's a tradition. Since 1932, their team of fabrication professionals has provided fast, quality service, maintained the highest standards of design and fabrication, and employed the finest craftsmen in the industry to serve their customers. Learn how Modern Welding can take care of tank storage needs at modweldco.com.
You're listening to Impact Bound. And now, this is Impact Bound.
Well, welcome to Impact Bound, the podcast of the Midwest Petroleum and Convenience Trade Show, Impact 2024, coming to Indianapolis April 2nd through the 4th. And we're excited to have in the studio with us today the two Matts. We have Matt Bittner, Sales Director at Coremark, and Matthew Stark, National Account Manager at Dippin' Dots. Welcome, Matts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You had to see, you had to hear the welcome Matt's part. Just got to have some fun with this. Yeah. No, we're
we'll never live that one down.
No, I'm sorry. No, but it's great to have you guys in the studio with us. And you all are doing a session called Food Service Essentials. That's going to be on Thursday afternoon, right after the floor closes at 2 p.m. And it's going to be in rooms 138 and 139. This is a first for Impact to have a education program that takes place right after the show ends. And it's going to be, I think, really, really cool because we do have a lot of folks that stay to the end. And not only are they milling around on the floor, but as they're wrapping up their time before they head out from Indianapolis, it gives them a chance to come by, hear one more session before they hit the road. Also, maybe get some cool Coremark and Dippin' Dots swag for those that attend this particular session. But both of you fellas are going to be talking about different aspects of food service, right?
That's correct.
Matt, let's talk a little bit. Matt Bittner, we'll start with you first. Talk a little bit about your session at the Food Service Essentials time. Yours is called Fueling Profits, Food Strategies for Convenience Stores. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish in that session and what are the trends that you're looking to explore in that particular emphasis on food strategies?
Yeah, Brian, it's a good question. So, you know, one of the exciting things, and even Matthew Stark, you know, my counterpart here can probably speak to it as well, is whenever you look at the C-store specifically and what I like to call kind of the evolution of the gas station, and everyone, no one likes to use the term gas station. Most convenience store operators are now identifying themselves as a restaurant, quality food, but also offers your cigarettes, your Snickers, your gasoline, your fueling, et cetera. One of the things that we really want to look at in a wholesale industry, and I think Coremark, PFG, I think we've done a really nice job of getting ahead of the trends of the industry, so to speak, by partnering up. Obviously, we're owned and operated by Performance Food Group, which is the largest food service distributor in the United States. But finding a way to accomplish all three things, we do that kind of in a three-prong approach. Number one, there are C-store operators out there that are just getting into food service. There are other C-store operators out there that are past the roller grill, kind of the introduction, more of an intermediate phase. And then you have your full-blown restaurants. And that's, you know, our job is to make sure as their supplier and their partner is to make sure that we can move them in the direction of the trends to keep them, you know, ahead of the trends in the industry and be able to, you know, basically supply them in all three ways, whether it's entry level, intermediate, or the advanced level, which is kind of our turnkey programs that we're going to hone in on during this education session.
So really from the fresh grab and go options to those hot made to order meals, you're really going to cover kind of the full gamut, right? Of what's it take to make a food destination within your store or discover how to optimize that menu mix or really maximize your profitability when it comes to the food service side of the offering at a C-store.
Absolutely. The profitability piece is the key driver to all this. One of the things that goes along with the profitability piece is how to identify waste, how to utilize that waste. And we have figured out different programs instead of having an absorbent amount of waste, how to utilize those extra servings, those extra portions. And we actually developed what we call a take-home menu option. So it's meals on the go. And we're going to educate our C-store operators on how to maximize profit through some of these turnkey programs, moving into a take-home option as well.
So Matt, like some retailers have their own branded food service, right? And some choose to become a franchisee, whether it be a popular brand like a Subway or a Slim Chickens or something like that. What are the pros and cons of each food service route? And where do you think the sweet spot is when adding food to your business operation?
Well, I'm going to start with the second piece that you just said, finding the sweet spot outside of desserts, which we love doing desserts. I think the sweet spot really is knowing your consumer and your traffic. Understanding what that traffic flow looks like. If you're a store operator, is your traffic flow heavier in the morning? Is it more geared towards that afternoon? That way, you know, if you understand your traffic flow, you understand your menu needs. If you can understand your menu needs, then you can really understand of who my partners are going to be. If you're a lunch crowd, that's our Deli 55 program. Our Deli 55 program, it's a non-franchise license. There's no fees involved, but it's more of your Subway offering. It's more of your deli meats. We also have options for that dinner crowd, that crowd coming home from work that doesn't have time to prep a full meal. But we have options that can be your meals on the go, your perfectly Southern chicken program that we offer. We have a pizza program that pairs well, you know, frankly, all three day parts. We have breakfast pizza, lunch pizza. We obviously have our take-home pizza, take and bake, which is our Red Seal Express product. And then we have our breakfast menu options as well. So again, figuring out what your traffic flow is, figuring out what your consumer is looking for, and then we step in and we help you build the right menu. We help you partner with the right brands that we offer, and then we can help, you know, turn your store into a restaurant, essentially.
Well, speaking of sweet spots and sweet treats, let's learn to connect the dots on incremental revenue with Matthew Stark here from Dippin' Dots. I know you're all about enticing the customer with sweet treats at the C-store level. Matt, tell us a little bit about your session.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about this. Like Matt was saying, the modern day convenience store is more than a gas station. And these national brand offerings really entice people to come into the stores. I mean, we're in a quick environment now. People pay at the pumps, the tap and pay. So what is going to entice people to get from the pumps to the stores? And it's really these brands with brand awareness, brand strength. Dippin' Dots in particular, we've got a 97% brand awareness. I mean, it's just almost unheard of in the marketplace. A 91% purchase intent. Couple that with our parent company, J&J Snack Foods, everything from Super Pretzel, Bavarian Pretzel Bites, the number one selling frozen carbonated beverage and icy slush puppy, all of these different incremental programs that will draw the consumer into the store so that you can increase that basket size, increase the in-store sales beyond the tobacco, beer, and fuel. So we like to say that we're the connector of dots, and a little play on the name there, to really boost that revenue, to help make that store the all-encompassing kind of one-stop shop for everything indulgent that the consumer is looking for.
Well, and I've had the opportunity to tour the Dippin' Dots headquarters and to walk in the Sub-Zero freezer that your product requires. I mean, the coldest place I've been in North America is a cooler in Paducah at the Dippin' Dots headquarters, which was way cool. But how important is it for retailers to understand those product needs, such as a specialty cooler or a machine, to help ensure success when offering any food service product? And really, this is a question for both of you, especially those specialty treats like Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, so Dippin' Dots, like you said, coldest place in Kentucky. Our freezer holds a little past negative 40. Dippin' Dots is a specialty ice cream that's made at negative 320 degrees. So not quite absolute zero, but we're getting pretty close to it. What that means, whenever the product comes off the line, the scientific term is cryogenically encapsulated. It means we freeze the ice cream really, really fast, really, really cold, to push out all the air to make the smallest, densest ice crystals possible. That gives the smooth, creamy texture, the really burst of flavor that Dippin' Dots is known for. So because of that, it takes a much colder temperature to maintain the integrity of the beads. Our freezers hold at negative 40. So retailers have to understand the, I guess, the complexity of the product and the necessity to have that floor space and that freezer in that floor space. On our side, we have to do a great job to justify the floor space that we're going to take up. So average sales per foot in a convenience store, roughly around $11 per foot per week. Our freezer doing minimum sales of around 30 units per week will double that, $22 per foot per week. So if we can double your sales per foot, I think that justifies having a specialty freezer on the floor.
Well, both of you guys are such market leaders in your areas of expertise. It's so cool to have you both doing a session together to get the perspectives, both from the specialty dessert side and the full food range offerings that Core-Mark offers. What are some of the more popular food service trends that you're seeing in the past 12 months that you're seeing from your vantage point?
Well, I can go first on that one. Since we're on the nostalgia kick, I think nostalgia is a huge portion of it. 55% of consumers want nostalgic items or nostalgic flavors. You can even see that trend in marketing. A lot of the brands are going back to early designs. They're going back to simpler designs, things that really tug on the heartstrings, the emotions, things of yesteryear in the past. The world has been in kind of chaotic disarray. So it's trying to bring back this feel-good moment and feel-good memories. And food is designed as that. Food is all tied to memories and emotions. And if we can capture that into the marketing, we can really draw the consumers in. So the trend is really following kind of that nostalgic train, so to speak.
Matt, what are you seeing on the trend side in the last 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt kind of hit it on the head there. You know, food in general, whether you're in a restaurant, whether you're in a convenience store, you know, it's a way to socialize. It's a way to bring people together. And I like what Matt said. You know, there is a nostalgia piece to it. There's a personal connection to reliving memories, whether it's an old ice cream stand that you and your grandparents used to go to or what have you. You know, some of the things that we've tried to do in the convenience store is keep it simple. Don't overthink it. One of the leading trends right now in convenience stores is appetizers. And it can be simple, anything from, you know, like a tater tot, pot stickers, you know, a lot of very simple items that are easy to make. They're easy to package and they taste good. You know, you want the food to showcase itself, but you also want that consumer to have an experience that they're going to come back to, whether it's the profile of the product, the experience they had, who they shared it with. That's really the key of all of it. And on top of that, you know, one of the bigger themes right now is labor. Labor is hard in the convenience store segment. You're not always going to find operators that have, you know, 2 to 3 other folks working in a store that are going to have time to prep a whole meal. Let alone a meal for 30 to 40 people coming in every day at rush hour. If we can help them simplify that and help them maximize their profits, then we've done our job. But again, one of the things that really has to stick out is you have to offer quality food, simply made, that will draw that consumer's experience to come back to that same store over and over and over again.
Yeah, there's a lot of that feel like it's the community diner of yesteryear where people are gathering as they're coming on the way to work or the way home or Saturday morning or something like that, where they're stopping in their local convenience store where they have that fresh food option, especially when it's prepared on site. And that's one of the things that I think is quite unique and interesting for a convenience store from a food service standpoint. Is that part of what's driving the popularity of the food service side? I mean, the engagement, the experience, and seeing people face to face.
I do. I totally agree. I think it is. On top of that, you know, you combat that, you couple it with the technology that's out there. We have our own app. We have a branded loyalty program that we can partner with our convenience store operators. We have a top off rewards program that we offer as well. Everything is geographically tracked on your phone. So our operators, if they want to run a barbecue program, can upload that information onto their app that we build for them. And they can communicate with their loyal consumers. They can run specials. You can advertise Dippin' Dots on it. You know, you can do a lot of things that those loyal consumers can continue to come back to your store and have a great experience. And that's the goal.
So you're looking at it from the opposite side of the table, what are the barriers to entry to providing food service element in your store? You know, what are the things you have to consider before you go down that road?
The first and foremost, you need a food service license. That's usually the first piece. You would be amazed at how many operators out there actually want to kind of dive in feet first into food service. And luckily we have a local, we have our own local food service team. Arshad Zafars, he's our food service manager. He is licensed trainer. He can get our operators and their employees certified within a day or two. The equipment piece, making sure you have the right electrical, making sure you have the right room to have the equipment. Equipment is not cheap. You can source that. The nice piece is being owned by PFG, we can actually help source all that equipment and all those needs for our operators. The other piece is a labor that we already talked about, but it's all about being prepared. And if you're not properly prepared and you don't take it in small steps, kind of that three-prong approach in terms of entry level, intermediate, and when you're ready, then you get to the advanced level, you really have to do it in a three-prong approach. If not, you're almost going to set yourself up for failure.
So build. It's a building strategy.
Absolutely.
Matt Stark, what do you see from the barriers of entry side?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, for us, it's mostly equipment, floor space, power. I mean, we have multiple different types of programs from the food service side to easy grab and go. So the training, the labor, it just depends on what that retailer is wanting to do and what type of space they have allocated for their location. So depending on that space, we can accommodate and train accordingly.
It's really not a one-size-fits-all type of solution. You're gonna look at customization at some level.
Correct, because there's not a cookie-cutter store size out there. I mean, the simple program is, just a simple grab-and-go freezer, and that's probably the easiest entry point. But there are multiple other opportunities that a retailer can get involved in.
So I guess in a kind of a wrapping up sense, what are the big takeaways folks can expect from both of your sessions in this combined food service session that we'll have at 2:00 on Thursday on April 4th at Impact? Matt Bittner, what would you say the key takeaway is going to be?
I think the key takeaway from us is going to be the simplicity of it. Frankly, we're going to demonstrate something that if an operator has a microwave, they can do it. They can make a meal. They can have a menu. That's as simple as we can get, is if you have and you invest in a microwave, you can do most of our programs very simply and very cost effectively. And on top of that, the second piece is the taste. It's the experience.
Mr. Stark?
Yeah, I think the experience portion is key. We like to say we have a captured audience and a captured environment. So the experience of the food will keep people coming back. There's nothing like the experience of eating something that is just delectable. It's just a rush of all those emotions that come back. And so I think in this session, you're going to get everything from A to Z, from appetizers all the way to desserts, and understand that we have answers for every opportunity and every challenge that a retailer has, and can help assist to drive those incremental sales and profitability moving into 2024 and beyond.
Well, Matt Bittner with Core-Mark and Matthew Stark, great overview. I can't wait to hear more about food service essentials at your session. I mean, you're going to be covering everything from strategies for convenience stores to looking at finding that incremental growth, those growth opportunities as you can expand your footprint within your existing store, or for those folks that are looking to grow. There are tremendous opportunities on the food service front. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's definitely both a trend for the future, but it's a here now kind of a trend as well, because this is definitely something that we see with great popularity at the C-store space with the growth of the food service side, which is why we're focusing on it at Impact with your guys' session at 2:00 on the last day. Well, we appreciate your guys' time today. And of course, make sure you stop by room 138, 139 before you leave Impact, 2:00 on April 4th. Pick up some swag and maybe some giveaways before you depart the show for their session on food service essentials. Well, thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the insights.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Impact Bound, the podcast of the Midwest Petroleum and Convenience Store Trade Show. Make sure you're registered for Impact 2024 at m-pack.org. We'll see you there.
Impact details and sponsorship opportunities can be found at m-pack.org.